I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Pakistan, believers just marked the one-year anniversary of the All Saints Church bombing in Peshawar. Though it's seen as the worst attack on a church in the country's history, Christians remain vulnerable. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says abuse of the blasphemy law is rampant, and that's precisely what Asia Bibi's been fighting for 5 years. Her blasphemy conviction came up for a hearing last week and was delayed again. The next hearing is scheduled for October 16th.
We can pray for encouragement that they won't be overcome by fear, but that they can be bold witnesses for Christ in spite of the risks that that entails.
Next, Europe is edging closer to war, according to former UK authority Tony Blair. He's warning that airstrikes won't be enough to stop Islamic State terrorists and says that boots on the ground may be necessary. Meanwhile, Iraqi seminary students helped by Open Doors USA are fighting a battle of their own. As they care for spiritual and physical needs of the ISIS refugees, they often feel abandoned. Visit us online to see how you can encourage them through Open Doors. And do you get tired of stories about new leadership? This one is cool, though. It's about a 200-year-old ministry, Biblica, and a great friend of Mission Network News, Carl Muller, former president of Open Doors USA. He was introduced yesterday as the new CEO of Biblica. So what's the commonality?
Biblica is a natural partner with organizations like Open Doors who serve persecuted Christians, because we're able to let them focus on the things that they do best while we focus on the things that we do best, which is the Bible and getting a readable translation of God's Word into people's hands and into their hearts.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.